Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody have a story to tell. Everybody is dealing with something or somebody or some phenomena. We're so glad that you tune in this morning. We have a wonderful, wonderful segment. Amen. And God is really trying to reach his people. Your radio host, Pastor Mina Livingston, with Push Outreach Ministry, spreading the gospel of Jesus Christ as far as it can go. We're going to give you a couple scriptures. And we're going to be coming from the book of Psalms 34, the 8th verse. Also, we're going to be looking at the Song of Solomon, the 3rd chapter and the 1st verse. And we want to talk about seek and searching for the truth. Now, we know that God is wonderful. He is just unmatchable, undefeated, incredible God. This is the God that we are serving, that had made the universe, had created you and me and everything you see, everything that's visible. God has given man the credibility, has given him the gift and the heart, amen, to do some designing and some objectivity and just make this world a beautiful place to live. And we're so glad those that hear the word of God. This is why we're going to talk about seeking and searching and finding whom you're seeking for. I want you to know, when it comes down to seeking the Lord, you must take the time out, my friend. You have to locate, you have to do discovery, you have to endeavor, and then you got to move forward. And then even doing all that, then you have to examine closely and think things closely. You know what I mean? Think things closely, mean you got to think and make sure that it makes sense, that it penetrates, able, you know, so you'll be able to penetrate, to see the perception and have the understanding that God wants you to know. God is just not one of these overnight projects that you do and you got all the answers. No. We have to seek and search, research, and keep on endeavoring. This is why I came with the book of Solomon. But let me share this with you. The book of Psalms, this is David. He was talking. See, when you got experience with God, you can say things with meaning, and people can feel the penetration of what an individual say because it comes from the heart. See, when it doesn't come from the heart and then you're not really into it, people can tell. People are sensitive to that. But when you're speaking from the heart and it has connection with God, it's an experience that you have never experienced before because it's not known to all men. Simply because man will not seek the kingdom of God in all his righteousness. And God will add all the other things to it. We got it backwards. We are seeking everything else but God. We put God last. But I want you to know, if you seek ye the kingdom of God and all his righteousness, all these other things shall be added. Shall is God's guarantee to seek for it. So it's a, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Oh, taste, see, I can't taste for you. I can't see it for you. I can try to explain it to you, and then I can't explain it the way God give it to me sometimes. You have to get it on your own. This is something that you have to persevere to get for yourself, because nobody can give it to you like God give it to you. When God give it to you, it's with you. It's stay with you. No one can steal or take that from you, because his love is so great. We are serving a great God, an incredible God that's great and mighty in power. And God loves us so much so that he gave his only begotten son, his only son, to die for you and me and all of us and before us. He died for our sins, carried our burdens, took the pain and sorrow and suffering, the execution, persecution, disgusting haters that hated him, because of the good, because of truth. You're going to be hated for the name of Jesus Christ. But let me tell you something, my friend. When you are hated for the name of Jesus, you have favor and have a position in the kingdom of God. And this is a totality, eternal lifetime. This will never be taken from you just because you earn it. You have earned it. You stood the test. Just like Paul said, my departure is at hand. I fought a good fight. I kept the faith. I finished my course. And now I'm ready to be offered up. You have to make up your mind. This is why the seeking is very, very important, because you cannot, I repeat, you cannot think that you can give God a Cain offering and think that it's acceptable. It's not, because God is so vast, and his wisdom is throughout infinity. There's no ending to searching and seeking who God is. That's why we went to the book of Solomon, because Solomon, I'm telling you, when you seek God and you know it, and sometimes it takes years. It takes years. It takes months and weeks and hours, and it takes that dedication. It takes that meditation and talking to God, and crying out spiritually, connecting with the spirit world, connecting with God himself, and getting to him, and let him lower his scepter that you may come in his divine holy presence. See, you can't come to God in God's holy presence just any kind of way. You have to do a certain amount of seeking, a certain amount of praying. You have to have a relationship with God so deep and so caring that you and God can be friends. And when a friend can walk side by side, friends tell everything about themselves. They share so many things, and things that you don't know. Now, I want you to listen to Solomon, and we know that Solomon, you know, was one of the greatest men on the earth that had the wisdom, and he was the great, and God said he would never make man with that type of wisdom ever again, because he was the greatest one, and there was none like Solomon. So you have to read about Solomon, and he wrote the book of Proverbs, and you know, the Ecclesiastes, though, are excellent. These are his experience with God, and he's sharing his heart. He poured out his heart, because he's telling you all about his faults. He's telling you about all his mistakes. He's telling you everything that his eyes behold. So the thing about it is, when we take heed to these words, and there are lessons for us, for today, then we should be able to go around these stumbling blocks. We should be able to be aware and know these things. So Solomon began to search for God, and he began to seek God. And like I said, when you're searching and you're seeking, you got to locate. And sometimes it's not easy to locate. Sometimes you don't even know where to start, my friend. Sometimes you just say, well, where do I begin? Just start. Just start talking to the Lord. If you don't know how to begin, just start talking to the Lord. And I promise you that God will put people, things in your pathway to lead you and guide you. And the one thing you want to know is to know his spirit, know his voice when God is speaking to you. It is so different from anything else that ever come to you that you ever dealt with in your whole entire life. You would know the difference, whether it's your mind or whether it's, you know, just something you thought of, or you would know when the Spirit of God speaks to you, he doesn't speak to you like anything else that come to your mind or your conscience. So it's you and God, and only you can get that. I can't give it to you. But Solomon kept on seeking, and he kept on trying to discover. And not only are you discovering, you are trying to make sure that you are keenly perceptive and understand and acute. You make sure that you're able, you know, that you're able, or you seemingly to penetrate, because you got to be able to understand and penetrate and understand what God is saying. The Word of God says, study to show yourself approved, not to man, but unto God, a workman that need not to be ashamed, but rightly dividing the word of truth. Because we have so many doctrines, so many different religions, everybody is not on one accord. Everybody's not have the truth. Everybody is not focused on eternal life. We have to realize that many people are coming up with their own practices and coming up with their own witchcraft. They're coming up with their own doctrine and so forth. So you have to seek God, and you got to keep seeking to him until you find him. And when you find him, I promise you, it's going to be like a treasure that you found, and you're going to open it, and you're going to discover the, all these wonderful, wonderful treasure of goodness and mercy and love and peace and all the joy that you've been seeking, all the answers that you've been looking for is going to be in that treasure box. You're going to be just like a child. Every time you look and you see and you search and you find, and then God will just give you little by little. Because if he don't give you little by little, look, you're going to choke to death. You can't take it all in. So take your time and just ask God, talk to God. Spend some quality time with God. Now listen what Solomon said. I'm trying to get to what Solomon said, because Solomon had got so disturbed and began to search God and began to seek, and he began to find some things about God, and he liked what he heard, and he began to want more and more and more of him. So he had to seek more and more and searching for more and more, until Solomon, at times, he couldn't sleep, because God will deal with your spirit. God will deal with you. I can witness to that when I really began to search for God, and I began to seek God's face, and I did everything I craved, and I had this zeal that I wanted to more of him. I want to learn more of him, and I taste his goodness and his mercy, and it's so wonderful, and I just want more. And even today, I want even more. I have this craving in my spirit after the Lord, after the Spirit, because the things that's in the world doesn't matter anymore, because we know the things in the world, they are temporal. It doesn't matter. They fade away. But what God has, it gives you more and more, and it's more to that than what you already receive, and it's this great treasure. So Solomon, he made it very clear. He said, you know, all night long on my bed. See, sometimes you can't even go to sleep. Many times I have went to work, come home, I couldn't get home fast enough because I want to spend some time with God, because it was laid on my heart so heavy, and I just, my cup was running over, and the Spirit of God was just pouring out to me, and I was just drinking and then drenching in the Holy Ghost and just drenching and saturate the Word of God in my spirit, and I experienced this relationship, this closeness with God. And this is what Solomon did. He began to search. And let me tell you something about nighttime, in the wee hours of the night when God is dealing with you, God just makes love to you. He speaks sweet nothings in your ear, and he share with you how wonderful you are, how good you are, and he loved you from the very day that he made you, and how he just pour into you the poetry and speak the, oh God, a language that you have never heard before. It is so dramatic and so awesome. And he said, look, by night I just couldn't sleep, but I began to sought the Lord, but I couldn't get enough of it. And I want more and more and more, and the more that I want, the more and more I craved for his love. I craved my soul, that soul. You see, we, man is a three-part soul, and we have a body, and we have a soul, and we have a spirit. And we know that the soul is the part that thinks our thoughts, and the soul is what is our character. So therefore, we're building up character. We are talking to God because it gives us what we need when we're going through our daily tasks, when we're going through our journey, when we're on our job, when we're dealing with our families, when we're dealing with unsaved people, when we're dealing with other people. We have this aura about ourselves, and we have this language that sometimes man cannot understand because they have not experienced, or they have not gone further enough, amen, in God. Sometimes you got to get deep in there. You got to keep on searching, amen. And this is what Solomon said, the third chapter in the first verse. And he said, oh, my bed. He said, after night I sought him whom my soul loves. I sought him, but I did not find him. You have to keep searching. You have to keep looking. You got to keep praying. You got to keep searching in the Word of God. You got to get that hunger and that thirst after his righteousness and be filled. The Bible says, he that thirst and hunger after righteousness shall be filled. Shall is God's guarantee. I promise you will talk to God. When you build up this relationship, you find yourself talking to God about everything and anything, because that's the relationship that you have bond together. And so therefore you talk to him concerning your situations, about your problems, about things that happen, things that take you by surprise, things that, you know, people have not yet come into the knowledge of the truth and does not know, amen, the God of creation, the God that created them. They'll know that love that God has is so much, amen, and that love you crave and you desire and you seek, and you let nothing hinder you, let nothing get in your way, because you want this thing. You want it so bad. There's nothing in this world, nothing in this world that you will trade it for. And there's many things that we see with our eyes and we think that's what we want, but we know it cannot bring us love. We know that it can't bring us that joy. Joy only comes from God. Joy is one of the fruits of the Spirit. You cannot experience joy without even having a relationship with God. And that joy, I cannot explain, because that joy is something that comes from God. It's a gift from God, and it's awesome. And there's nothing in this world that you would exchange it for. There's nothing. The Bible tells us, what would a man give in exchange of his soul? What would you give for eternal life? What would you give? Why would you give up your inheritance for a moment, for a season in this world? Don't have that long to live, my friend. We don't have long, not you, but all of us. We don't have that much time to make things right. Now's the time, because his redemption draws near. So Solomon was saying, I went in the streets, I went in the highways and the hedges, I went through the squares, I went everywhere to seek. I just seeked, and I want to be alone because I wanted God for myself, and nobody couldn't give it to me. I couldn't purchase it. I couldn't buy it. I couldn't, you know, ask someone to loan it to me, but I had to get it for myself. Solomon said, I sought whom my soul loveth. I love him, and I sought day and night, and still it looked like I couldn't find him. It seemed like the more that I yearned for him, my love for him, it become greater and more, and it just, my desires has got beyond me, and I become, oh, my God, I've been drenched, and I've been thirsting, amen, after his word. I thirst after his spirit, because there's nobody, nobody can do you like Jesus. There's no one in the world that you can have experience with, that you will have experience with God. There is no comparison, my friend. There is no comparison. I want you to know, you who I love, where you are graze the flock, and where you rest your sheep the midday, why should you be like a veiled woman beside the flock of her friends? Why would you do that? It's just like a flock of sheep in the open field, and you know, you grazing. And you're just enjoying, and you feel the cool breeze, and you're enjoying the luxury, you're enjoying the refreshing, and it refreshes you, it revives you, and it fills you. Oh, beautiful. And then when God get into the porch, you see, God, it's something about God. He's good when it comes down to poetry. And know how to talk to you, and he'll give you the wisdom and make, amen, poetry sound like, oh, my God, it's nothing to be compared to love, amen. He's telling you the true love that he has for his people. But you have to seek for God. You got to search for him. Psalm 63:6-8, it says, when I remember you on my bed and meditate on you in the night watch. When you meditate, what are you meditating? I'm meditating what I read in the Word of God. And as I begin to lay there, and God begin to minister unto my spirit and begin to open up every word that I read in the Scripture, and he began to open up this collage, and he opened up these wonders that I've never seen before. He showed me mysteries. He showed me things before time, things to come, things that already happened, things in the present. And therefore, God educates you. He trained you. He fortified you. And he set you up in high places. And you're looking down on the city. And then you are charged, amen, praise God, to reach somebody else, to pass the mantle, to give somebody this very thing, this very jewel, this manuscript, this love that God gave to you. You want to pass it on to your brothers and your sisters. He didn't come with a sword. He came to give us eternal life. He come to give us good news and glad tidings. He come to tell us how to receive it. He wants us to know to be watched for the adversary. He wants us to know there's there are people that's out here in sheep clothing, but there are raven wolves inside after your soul, trying to steal your soul for little or nothing. People exchange their soul for little or nothing, just for a job. And let me tell you something, God made all the jobs. God can bless you with another job. But we just so, that's because we are who we are, and we have not yet came into the great, beautiful, wonderful knowledge of Jesus Christ. We have not trust in God. We trust in ourselves. Psalms 77, chapter and second verse through the fourth verse, it says, in the day of my trouble, I sought the Lord. My sore ran in the night. So you see, in that day of trouble, I'm telling you, that day of trouble that you face, nobody wants to face trouble, but you know what? I want to tell you something about trouble. There is a key, there's a secret to trouble. When we head on with trouble, when trouble comes and attacks us, we get all bent out of shape and we get all upset and we just lose it. But God don't want you to do that. There is a skill, there is a practice to where God wants to get you that you glorify in your tribulation. Because once you make those steps, you got to go through those steps. You got to graduate, okay? And graduate and graduate and graduate levels. There's higher heights and deeper depths in Jesus Christ. So you got to graduate. So however long it takes you, how much time you put in, how much time you give God, how much time you seek God, how much time, as you go along, I promise you, your whole life will change. What you see will change. The way you think will change. The way you look at situations, the way you used to when you one time was not saved, is not the same. I promise you, you are a total different creation of God. He has made you over. You don't bring those old concepts. You take all that stuff that penetrated in your spirit that wasn't God, and you strip yourself, you prune yourself, and you cut it away. And the more you read the word, the more you purging that toxin out of your spirit. You are purging the toxin of sin out of your soul, and you become refreshed and renewed and revived, and you become a new creature in Christ Jesus. Why? Because old things are passed away. Behold, all things become brand new. So when trouble comes, let me tell you, you said, bring it on. Bring it on, bring it on, because you know what to do with it. You're no longer scared. You're no longer fearful. You're no longer it's a scaredy cat. But you learn how to skillfully deal with trouble, how to deal with disappointment. You deal with witchcraft. You deal with familiar spirits. You deal with sorcery spirits. You start dealing with spirit with karma. You start dealing with witchcraft spirits that's not of God, a false doctrine. You begin to understand God. And when you begin to understand God, you think like God. And then you act like God. And then you turn around and then you question. And you look around and you want many to receive this wonderful gift. Psalms 22:2. Oh, my God, I cried in the daytime, but you heard me not. In the night, I cried out to you, Lord, and you heard me not. He heard you. He heard you the first time. Sometimes just be still and know that He is God. Thank you for tuning in to Push My Story. Everybody have a story to tell. Everybody's dealing with something. I want you to know that God loves you more than words can ever say. But God bless you, and may heaven smile on you and continue to seek the Lord while he may be found.